The tweets were so heinous, they prompted a usually happy Jones to tweet this. I leave Twitter tonight with tears and a very sad heart. All this because I did a movie. You can hate the movie, but the stuff I got today? Wrong. Kate Lunau, a social media expert with Motherboard, says this type of abuse happens too often.
What Leslie Jones went through is totally horrific, but it happens to users of Twitter all the time. This is a long-standing complaint that Twitter's been dealing with, that when people are harassed on Twitter, there's just not a lot that you can do about it. Right now, there's really two things you can do, and that's report the person or block them. Neither of those is really effective.
Jones and her followers did both of those, but they couldn't keep up with the onslaught of hate. Jones even tweeted, "I feel like I'm in personal hell. I didn't do anything to deserve this. It's just too much. It shouldn't be like this. So hurt right now." Twitter said that it has taken action on many of the accounts reported to them, but Lunau says the actions have to go further.
The point is, right now, it doesn't look like they're doing much. They've said they're addressing these concerns, but we don't really see a lot happening yet.
She says Twitter can easily help to halt hate just by strengthening its own tools.
For starters, if you block someone, they might not be able to see your tweets when they're logged in, but they could go through a third party or just stay not logged in and still see what you're doing. You can still see them in your mentions. If you report them, it can take quite a bit of time for that to actually go through, and even then, there's not any guarantee that the report will be flagged. So improving those tools is really important.